Ghana's abortion law is one of the most progressive in the continent. However, despite liberalization of the law, women's access to unsafe abortion continues to be a leading cause of maternal mortality in Ghana. IPAS Ghana, an NGO, is a key voice in the national coalition of stakeholders to reduce maternal deaths and injuries. The group advocates women's access to a full range of reproductive health services, including family planning and safe abortion. Speaking during a discussion focused on the theme, Building Champions, Advancing Women's Reproductive Health, former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Ajiman Beduakosa, charged queen mothers to discharge motherly roles in educating adolescent girls on their reproductive health and practicing safe abortions.
And I've always believed that this is an issue that squarely rests on the shoulders of queen mothers. I have said this time and again, because as far as I'm concerned, queen mother must be a mother. She must know pretty much the thought of her sub-queen mother, if I can use that. Somehow we tinker with it that queen mothers are important, but we are not making sure that we have given them their role, and we're charging them, and we're inducing them to do the work. Otherwise, we'll be where we are.
Director of Mary Stopes Ghana, Anne Coleman, also noted that adolescents must be allowed access to family planning since they are at the highest risk of maternal mortality.
Adolescents are 20% of the last survey of dying of unsafe abortions. So if we can get them to actually access family planning, that is very crucial to actually reduce maternal mortality quicker than we're currently doing.
The country director of IPAS Ghana, Dr. Kumi Jehu Appiah, said it is sad that women have to go through a lot in life, saying no woman must die while giving life to another. Hence, everyone must be involved in fighting maternal mortality and morbidity.
Deborah Sonko filed that report.